I wondered why that old stone tower on the way to Stolat wasn't used when the trunk was built. It's in the right place. The old wizard tower? Robert Dearhart used it for his experiments, but it's a bit too far, and the walls aren't safe, and if you stay in there for more than a day at a time, you go mad. It's all the old spells that got into the stones. There was silence, and then they heard Moist say, in a slightly strangled voice, "If you could get onto the Grand Trunk tomorrow, is there anything you could do to slow it down?"
"Yeah, but we can't," said undecided Adrian.
"Yes, but if you could."
"Well, there's something we've been thinking about," said Maddow. "It's very crude."
"Will it knock out a tower?" said Moist.
"Should we be telling him about this?" said St. Alex.
"Have you ever met anyone else that Killer had a good word for?" said Maddow. "In theory, it could knock out every tower, Mr. Litvig."
"Are you insane as well as mad?" said St. Alex. "He's government."
"Every tower on the trunk?" said Moist.
"Yep, in one go," said Maddow. "It's pretty crude."
"Really? Every tower?" said Moist again.
"Maybe not every tower, if they catch on," Maddow admitted, as if less than wholesale destruction was something to be mildly ashamed of, "but plenty. Even if they cheat and carry it to the next tower on horseback. We call it the woodpecker."
"The woodpecker?"
Nah, not like that. You need sort of more of a pause for effect, like the woodpecker."
"The woodpecker," said Moist more slowly.
"You've got it, but we can't get it onto the trunk. They're onto us."
"Supposing I could get it onto the trunk," said Moist, staring at the lights. The towers themselves were quite invisible now.
"You? What do you know about Clax codes?" said undecided Adrian.
"I treasure my ignorance," said Moist, "but I know about people. You think about being cunning with codes. I just think about what people see." They listened. They argued. They resorted to mathematics, while words sailed through the night above them. And St. Alex said,
All right, technically it could work, but the trunk people would have to be stupid to let it happen."
"But they'll be thinking about codes," said Moist, "and I'm good at making people stupid. It's my job."
"I thought your job was postmaster," said undecided Adrian.
"Oh, yes, then it's my vocation." The smoking canoe looked at one another.
"It's a totally mad idea," said Mad Owl, grinning.
"I'm glad you like it," said Moist. There are times when you just have to miss a night's sleep. But Hank Moorpork never slept. The city never did more than doze and would wake up around 3 a.m. for a glass of water. You could buy anything in the middle of the night. Timber? No problem. Moist wondered whether there were vampire carpenters quietly making vampire chairs. Canvas? There was bound to be someone in the city who'd wake up in the wee small hours for a wee and think, "What I could really do with right now is 1,000 square yards of medium-grade canvas." And down by the docks, there were chandlers open to deal with the rush. There was a steady drizzle when they left for the tower. Moist drove the cart, with the others sitting on the load behind him and bickering over trigonometry. Moist tried not to listen. He got lost when maths started to get silly. Killing the Grand Trunk. The towers would be left standing, but it would take months to repair them all. It would bring the company down. No one would get hurt, the canoe said. They meant the men in the towers. The trunk had become a monster, eating people. Bringing it down was a beguiling idea. The canoe were full of ideas for what could replace it. Faster, cheaper, easier, streamlined, using imps specially bred for the job. But something irked Moist. Guilt had been right, damn him. If you wanted to get a message 500 miles very, very fast, the trunk was the way to do it. If you wanted to wrap it in a ribbon, you needed the post office. He liked the canoe. They thought in a refreshingly different way. Whatever curse hung around the stones of the old tower surely couldn't affect minds like theirs, because they were inoculated against madness by being a little bit crazy all the time. The Clax signallers, all along the trunk, were a different kind of people. They didn't just do their job, they lived it. But Moist kept thinking of all the bad things that could happen without the semaphore. Oh, they used to happen before the semaphore, of course, but that wasn't the same thing at all. He left them sawing and hammering in the stone tower and headed back to the city, deep in thought. Chapter 13. The Edge of the Envelope. In which we learn the theory of Bayes space. Devious collarbone. The Grand Trunk burns. So sharp you'll cut yourself. Finding Miss Dearhart. A theory of disguise. Igor moves on.